Yeah, very good.
You usually don't send me to interviews because I'm useless, and and they tell me that I speak English like a 10-year-old. That's maybe true.
Wow.
But so now you know.
I'll bear with you. That's alright. Probably better than my Norwegian.
How long have you been in Norway now? You just arrived?
Yes, last night.
But you've been in Norway like 2 or 3 times before?
Yeah.
And how was the feedback in the audience back then?
That was really good. I did one DJ set that was really, really fun. I can't remember the venue, but I remember a massive fight starting out like outside the venue and people bashing the door down. I'm not sure whether that had anything to do with me, but that was quite funny. And then first time I played was at Jacob's Cafe. And that was amazing because that was in kind of a misty sort of foggy church, you know, they'd got all smoke and stuff and had lights coming from outside the venue, so there was light breaking through the stained glass and into the, like in shards, into the church, and there were me, Dom and Kai from Mount Kimby, shadowy figures playing to lots, about 100 people.
Cool.
That was great.
And how's the audience compared to the concerts that you play nowadays? After you've gone big or bigger?
I don't know if I am big. I don't know what constitutes big, really. The thing is, the bigger you go, there's always bigger, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be Rihanna anytime soon, so we'll see.
No, never say never.
No, but I mean, you know, it's we're in a kind of a.
But
we're playing quite small venues at the moment.
Yeah.
We're doing quite like. I think we could have been doing bigger venues than we're doing now, but we wanted to be, you know, because all these shows are sold out quite quickly, which is lovely, and it really is nice, but it means that we can get a more intimate gig early on, and we don't want, like, you know, I want these intimate gigs, because we might not have them again, you know. We might do. I mean, maybe next year we'll come back and do the church gigs again. We played in a church in King's Cross to like 200 people, which was amazing. But I'd like to do that again next year.
Yeah. So, but who are your the audience? Who is in the front row? And who is in the back? Are the girls in the front?
My mum.
No,
she's not. She's not. Who's in the front row? I don't know, it's quite a mixture, nice mixture of people.
Because I saw one of the YouTube videos from one of your live gigs where people were screaming that they loved you and they were fighting who loved you the most.
Mm.
How do you feel about that?
It's pretty good, isn't it?
But how do you react?
I smile and say something nice back. I mean, what do you do? Do you go and marry them, or?
Yeah, you could.
I think, who is it that did that? That married one of his fans? I can't remember.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
Okay. Norwegian people so far.
Hmm?
Have you met any?
Norwegian people?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got quite a few friends here, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you feel about Norwegian people?
To make a sweeping statement of Norwegian people. They seem... They don't like confrontation very much. But they are peaceful, nice. They seem to be very nice people.
Yeah. Have you confronted any?
No, I was told a story about when, like, a fight started in a bar.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. But the... instead of... In England, everyone would watch the fight and they'd probably cheer. but apparently everyone just left, which kind of is quite funny, but you know.
It depends who's fighting. Well, I actually laugh if people fall as well.
Yeah.
But the reason I ask is because the Norwegian people are selfish. Right. So we want to know what people think about that.
Yes.
But, okay, to talk about your breakthrough, I have to say that is Limit to Your Love, mm-hmm. which is a cover of mm-hmm. Feast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I read that she doesn't listen to other covers of her music.
I think this might have been a misquote, because I think she does. I think that was just something that the management said in an email, because they get loads of emails.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, managers of artists get loads and loads of emails, and I don't think she personally said that.
No.
So I think that's probably not true. But she did say, I mean... It's not massively important, I don't think.
No.
Although it's nice. If she does like it, it's really nice.
Okay. But what would you feel if somebody got famous from your song, for instance, The Willem Scream or something?
And it sold a lot of records?
Yeah.
I'd congratulate them and I'd wait for my PRS check.
That's probably the best. Are you sending her money for your single?
I don't have to send her money.
Really?
Well, no, I mean, if...
It's her lyrics, isn't it?
Yeah, but she... No, I personally don't have to. She gets money for it.
Yeah.
She'll get paid. I mean, I don't... You know, I don't have to do anything for
no.
it. If it, you know, like... because it's like... yeah, she gets a certain... I mean, I don't know what the percentage is, but if you...
Okay.
If you write the lyrics for a song, and someone else sings it, you get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but it's like royalties, isn't it?
Yeah.
So... And Chili Gonzalez as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. okay. And your lyrics, they are sometimes just repeating themselves, like making it really simple for yourself. It sounds like to me. But what is the most important? Is it the lyrics or the music itself? The lyrics and your vocal. Did you want to be Mozart or did you want to be Elvis? No, not Elvis.
I definitely didn't want to be Elvis.
He doesn't play either, does he? Horrible example.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought. When I write a track, it doesn't really. As long as I'm happy with the lyrics and I'm happy with the music. And I'm happy with the beat, and I'm happy with my voice, then I don't think of anything as more important. It's kind of just... the track relies on every single element of it, if you know what I mean. So the vocal is, you know, if the vocal isn't good enough, then the whole track's going to suffer.
So you don't do music without lyrics yet?
Hmm. Yeah. Most of my, I mean, some of the EP.